got on the phone right now?
We got Chris with us from Houston. Ball, welcome back, Chris. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, fellas. How y'all doing?
What up, Chris? Chris,
what's going on with the update of the Rockets? I see they had a little trouble there with Utah earlier in the week. What's going on, and how you project for this next game coming up?
Well, game two, their defense took a nap for the first half, and then Utah and Joe Ingles and, you know, caught fire and made 7 3-pointers in their game two win. And then after that game, Rocket players and coaches, everybody said, we'll do better on defense, we'll communicate, we'll be back, we'll be fine. In game three, they came out and clamped down on Utah with some defense, and then the offense heated up, and they led by 30 at halftime and won by 19.
The game off, man.
So, yeah, it was. Yeah. They bounced back in a big way.
They went to sleep.
Exactly. So they just got to stay up, because it seems like D'Antoni doesn't have a lot of answers. He can't make a lot of adjustments when the team isn't firing on all cylinders. Do you think that's correct?
I would say that'd be accurate. In previous years, but with this team, he's got enough options and versatility to rotate and stuff.
I agree with Chris on that one, Chris, because I watched the squad, right? Mm-hmm. And at some point in time, it ain't about the coach.
It's the players.
It's about the players. So it's like, yo, dude, play some damn defense.
Right.
D'Antoni's always been offense.
Yeah, but Joe, but that ain't got nothing to do with him. Play some damn defense. He don't play the game. Chris.
Well, and they got Jeff Bezdelic is the defensive coach on the staff, but he's really the defensive guru for the squad. So when you saw that first half in game two, they just seemed like they had no clue who to guard, who had whose man, what defense they were playing. You saw Utah do these slip screens in the first half all day long, leave open people at the basket for dunks and layups. It's like they just forgot or chose not to play defense in the first half of game two. And then they said, okay, enough of this. We got to play defense. We got to talk, communicate better. And they did a better job in game three.
Yeah, but Chris, can't you say that Utah made adjustments and that Houston was not ready for the adjustments that Utah made? Utah made offensively?
I'll go one better. It's not just me saying that. One of the Rocket players said it. Luke Bamute said it. He said it before game two. He told the media that Quinn Snyder, head coach of Utah, is great at making adjustments from game to game and within the game. It was like Luke was telling us, media, fans, everybody, they're going to make adjustments from game one. We won game one easy. It'd be tough in game two. It was like the teammates were like, yeah, Luke, whatever. And then, bam, the adjustments came out. They didn't make the adjustments. Right. Utah rolled. And then game three, they made adjustments. And the Rockets rolled.
All right, Jalen.
All right, now, just a quick question. I mean, defense was a problem in that game. But how do you feel looking at that game? Because to me, when I saw Donovan Mitchell taking over in that fourth quarter, and I saw James Harden, I saw Chris Paul, and D'Antoni, they look like the same unclutch players. How worried are you about that moving forward?
Oh, I mean, you know, I'm media, so I'm not worried about it at all. Now, I know fans and folks after the game, they were depressed about losing game two. But James Harden.
You see, he's the same James as before, same playoff James. Didn't show up in the fourth?
That's what some folks are concerned about. After in first round, I said last week to the fellas, he's showing against Minnesota. I had some doubts myself about, oh no, playoff James is bouncing back. You know, here he is again. But he stepped up in game three, and he has more health this year. So I think that playoff James issue is in the past.
Paul couldn't buy it, man.
Matchups is the key thing. Right now, you guys still have the matchups. You play by the three. You live by the three. You die by the three. You guys look like D'Antoni's just keeping that same game plan. He's not making too many changes. So we're going to look forward to see, we're going to probably see the same thing in the rest of this series, most likely.
Now, Chris, before you go, if you got a couple of minutes, I just want to ask you a quick question. Can somebody just blow up the Toronto Raptors because they're getting on my nerves? You done lost 8 games in a row to the same cat. How scrubby is Toronto right quick, Chris?
It's Toronto.
It is.
How scrubby is LeBron?
LeBron's team up north. That's what it is because he owns the Raptors.
Right, he put a statue out there, man.
They are so psyched out by LeBron.
Chris.
He owns that team, and they said despite Kyle Lowry and DeMar Sam before the series started, you know, our goal all year is to beat Cavaliers and beat LeBron.
Yeah.
No. LeBron just owns that team. He continues to own that team. A lot of folks have compared it to Jordan back in the day owning the Cavs. It's just modern version of it this year.
No, no. before we came on the air, I said the same. I was like, as well, back in the day with Mike, you should just step in the Cleveland gym,
no,
and they would go running high.
Elo and all those guys.
Elo then would just go running.
He would just that shot.
He would just give Michael Jordan a check. He wouldn't even play. Just give him a
check. Toronto is overrated. I mean, they're a good basketball team, but like Kenny Smith has always said, it's in the moment. What can you do?
Now, just quickly, Chris, I can ask you this one now, because it looks like Boston might sweep Philly. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing. I am a Celtics fan, but LeBron is not walking down the lane with Boston.
No.
I'm going to tell you that much right now.
He's already won a game in that.
No, they haven't.
No, they haven't. They should have won.
They should have won through it, man. But right now, Chris, we're out of time, Chris. You know what, Chris? We're going to get you next time early in the show.
Okay,
you
cool.
You have your own damn segment.
Cool.
We can talk all day on basketball. You know that, right?
Sounds good. Oh, I can. You know I can.
Golden State.
We know that. Well, we know that. Kevin, we know that.
And they know about Anthony Davis, too, guys.
Exactly, man. We know that. Joe.